start doing jumping jacks. Hey guys, welcome back to Not Boring Workouts, a podcast trying really hard to make working out less shitty, especially while gyms are closed indefinitely. Actually, I hear gyms are open in some cities, but you have to wear a mask the whole time. And while I totally support masks, that sounds really uncomfortable, so you might as well work out with us. And you are! Well done, you! Look at you! You look so good doing your jumping jacks! Anyway, my name's Allie. I create this podcast with a guy named David. I swear he's real. If this is your first time at Not Boring Workouts, all you have to do is follow along. When we're changing moves, you'll hear this ding. Wonderful. It's time for our first exercise, even though I haven't even gotten into the topic yet. To start, step right into a sumo squat. Then push off that right leg to bring your legs together and on your toes. Then step left into a sumo squat, push off your left foot and bring your legs together and on your toes. Keep doing that. What can I tell you guys? We were all so excited about 2020 ending, and I get it, I do, but part of me was like, why is everyone so excited? Do they think we're just gonna wake up on January 1st and coronavirus will be gone? Trump will be escorted out of the White House and Trader Joe's everything but the bagel seasoning will finally be available in a 16-ounce jar? No! So here we are, a week in, and what do you know, it's just been an absolute shit show. And so I thought to myself, God damn it, what am I going to write about this week? Should I write about this fucking storming of the Capitol? Do I have anything new to say about it? Not really. I hear it's the first time people have stormed the Capitol building since the War of 1812, so I thought maybe I'd research the War of 1812, but you know what? It's been a long day, okay? Great work, you sexy beasts. I haven't even told you today's topic yet, though of course you already know it because you clicked on it. All right, here's what we're going to do. You're going to step back with your right foot and lower down into a lunge. From that back lunge, kick up into the sky. Put your foot back down into that lunge again. Now bring your foot to center. Keep going on the right side only. This one is kind of fun because it's going to work that core, thigh, and that fine piece of ass, and because I have a weird definition of fun. So today I bring you something light and fun and sexy, okay? Because that's what we need right now. Welcome to The G-Spot Might Not Be Real, but Being Skinny Fat Is Workout. We're going to have some fun today. You're welcome. Also, wow, our topics really do run the gamut. I think I was especially fond of the week that David wrote about Dr. Seuss and I wrote about a sex dungeon. Although Dr. Seuss is fucking awesome and there's a lot of fucking at the dungeon, so they really are the same. Keep going on that right side. We're gonna burn that bitch up. All right, so I have two roommates and I'm in my 30s. All right, this sounds lame by society's standards, but when you get rid of society's expectations of you and you just live your fucking life, it turns out my roommates are amazing and there is so much love in this weird little home. Now, I know I told you this was the G-Spot episode, not that kind of love. Anyway, one night before the holidays, we were talking about squirting, as one does late at night in quarantine with two roommates. Or rather, they were talking about squirting, and I was like, I need to do some research. I'll be back. All right, you're doing that whole sequence on the left now. So you're gonna step back, lunge down, kick up, go right back into that back lunge, return to center. And while you are kicking, I have to kick this off with a Margaret Cho joke that I heard half my life ago that has really stuck with me. She said she thinks the G-spot stands for gotcha, made you look, and I do think she has a point. Keep doing those lunges and kicks. Now, I've done some very perfunctory research, you're welcome, and it appears that the G-spot and this squirting phenomenon might be related, though people aren't really sure. And why aren't they sure? Because because women's health and sexuality has been neglected for centuries, and female sexuality in particular has been considered shameful in cultures across the globe. And look, I'm not saying all of it was ill-intentioned, okay? But the fact is that for most of history, most scientists, doctors, researchers, they were all male, and you're gonna get a lot more concern over things that afflict the male body rather than the female when all the people running it are male. It's just math and science. Hence the loads and loads of drugs for erectile dysfunction and continued confusion over whether the G-spot exists. Not anything about it, just is it real? It's time to do a forearm plank for 1 minute. Get on it, on those forearms, plank, don't let those hips dip. Keep them in a line. The fact that for much of history, science and medicine was dominated by men also means that when the female body was studied, there was a lot of confusion. My favorite part of this piece of history is the number of men who have claimed to discover the clit. I'm serious. First of all, you can't take credit for discovering something I showed up with. Second of all, some of you still need to work on your discovery. Sidebar, this episode is going to be super gender normative, and I am so sorry, but like, I'm talking about clits and dicks and G-spots today, and that's just how it is, okay? If you'd like to write an episode about trans stuff, we are honestly all for that, and I will read that script so hard. Tweet us at NBWPod. Next exercise, we're going to work those inner thighs, bitch. Lie on your back. Now place the soles of your feet together with your knees bent so your legs are butterflied out. As I have said before, recording workout instructions always feels very sexual, and when I've chosen a sexual topic, it feels like maybe I am sexually assaulting you from afar, and I'm so sorry. But anyway, you're going to butterfly those legs out. This is your starting position. Now you're going to slowly bring those thighs together. Okay, so you're bringing your legs and knees up together, and then slowly release and butterfly them back out. You should feel this work your inner thighs. And I think your booty? I'm not sure. Anyway, let's return to the squirting. If this story is convoluted already, whatever. We're having fun, right? I'm not talking about white supremacy. So that's nice. Not that we shouldn't talk about that. That needs to be discussed. But you know what? Break time. Anyway, articles still, to this day, argue whether or not squirting is real, which I really do think is ridiculous because if men maybe shot some fluid out of their bodies, whether sexually or not, you can bet that'd be looked into and people would agree upon whether or not it was even real. I mean, honestly, articles from 2018, 2019, 2020, everyone is still arguing whether or not squirting is even real. Discover Magazine says it's definitely just pee, but the most egregious part is that the study they cite only included 7 women. 7. I'm sorry, I'm definitely not a scientist because say it with me now, I'm recording from my closet, but that doesn't seem like a decent sample size on which to base conclusions. Also, whenever you're reading a study, guys, check out how it was done. And it's pretty amusing, studies about women, how infrequently they use decent sample sizes of women. Okay, flip over onto your left side. You can rest your head on your left arm and act like you're gonna put your hand on your right hip, but then fake out, put it on the floor in front of you to brace yourself. So you should be completely stacked on your side. Your left leg can be straight or bent, doesn't matter. Now raise your right leg directly up, lower it down, but not completely. Swing it slowly forward, then back to hovering in the center again. Then up again. I'll do that with you one more time, even though we know I'm not doing it. So your right leg is going up, down, forward, center, up, down, forward, center. Honestly, you can take it real slow, whatever speed you want. Don't let that right leg rest, though. This should burn up everything. Here's another really interesting tidbit that I found, which also begs for more research into women's bodies. There is a theory that perhaps some women can squirt and some cannot, and that it depends on whether a woman has what's known as a Skene's gland. To be clear, medical research says there's something called a Skene's gland, and some women have it and some women don't. And if you have it, you may be able to squirt, and that's where the fluid comes from. And the G-spot is connected to the Skene's gland because the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone, and the thigh bone's connected to the hip bone, and these are the bones that I bone. That's how the song goes, right? Okay, fast as you can, switch sides. Roll onto your right side and stack yourself in a line. Now your left leg is going up, down, but don't let it rest. Bring it forward, swing it forward. Bring it slowly back to center, up, down, forward, center. I don't know about you, but I think these are a bitch. I don't mean to harp on this, but if there were a gland in the male body that we're like not sure if it's on the right side or the left side or up or down or there at all, think left and think right and think low and think high. Oh, the things you can think up if only you try. I knew we'd get back to Dr. Seuss. This workout has come full circle, and once again, I've confused us all, but are you still working out? That's great. So here's the deal. Women can squirt for sure. You heard it here. It's definitely real, and it's definitely not pee, and I don't give a fuck how many articles Discover Magazine or wherever publish saying that it's pee. It is not pee. We're gonna finish up with some good old-fashioned crunches. Get on your back, do some crunches. How do I know this? I know this because I've seen it. I've seen it, y'all. Okay, this episode's about to take a turn here at the end. Dan Savage advertises a site on his podcast called omgyes.com. I should not be talking about this website right now because they're definitely not giving us any ad dollars, but this site has gone in depth on women's sexuality, and thank goodness, because someone needs to. So over the holidays, I bought a subscription, and let me tell you, friends, this website, omgyes.com, is wild. It is extremely graphic tutorials about things to do to a hoo-ha, and honestly, it should be like mandatory course material for life. Like that, how to do your taxes, end. And there are videos of women squirting, and they are definitely squirting, so all those studies that say it's pee can go suck a dick. Sit up, put your legs out in front of you, inhale, exhale, bend over, and reach for your toes. Stay there, hang out. If you're a gynecologist and you have several issues with today's episode, please tweet me at Allie Gold. Now butterfly your legs again so your soles of your feet are together, and lean over while pressing those knees to the ground. If you enjoyed today's workout and you want to keep hearing these weird workouts, please, dear Lord, visit patreon.com/notboringworkouts. We can't keep doing these if you don't. I'm serious. I got jobs that pay me money. I really do. I know that's shocking as you listen to this, but I do, and I gotta focus on those. All right, now get on all fours and do some cat, cows. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's fine. Just stretch it out. You want to arch your back, round your back. Special thanks to Ian Chapman and Lee Starr, who donate at the $10 or more level, and you can too. Once again, that's patreon.com/notboringworkouts. You can also tip us on Venmo at Not Boring Workouts. And if you all went and left a review right now, Apple Podcasts would move us up in the fitness charts, and that would be fucking awesome. Thank you so much, and I wish you all much squirting in 2021 if you are capable.